Good morning, everyone. KAJO continues with our special election-themed interviews here Wednesday through Friday this week and next week. Today we have three more candidates to interview, and we'll get to those in a moment or two. The order of appearance, though, was chosen by a blind draw, and that was recorded on video and is available for viewing should the need arise. In the meantime, though, we're going to welcome the microphones of KAJO Radio, a candidate for county treasurer. Simon Harris in studio, and Simon, welcome to the microphones of KAJO Radio. Why are you running for treasurer, Simon?
Good morning, Mr. Benson. How are you, sir?
I'm good.
Good, good. Well, it's good to be here. Been in the KAJO studios quite a bit when I was a county commissioner.
Several times, yeah.
A couple of years.
No stranger here.
Yeah, eight years, two terms. It's a pleasure to be back. The reason I'm running, it has to do with fiscal responsibility and transparency. I think that there's a real need for someone in the courthouse who has got the best interest of Josephine County taxpayer in mind, and I've always led that way.
Black Flag Armory has become your first stop for firearms, both sporting and defense, plus suppressors. And
I'm a Second Amendment advocate, so that's
pretty
funny.
Did you realize that Black Flag Armory not only sells but buys used firearms? So if you're looking,
I have no idea where that came from. We'll watch that.
I am not endorsed by them, but I wouldn't mind, you know. This, it has nothing to do with my position as treasurer, Second Amendment. So, but
I'll give you a few seconds.
I am an advocate for that.
I'll give you a few extra seconds at the end.
Threw me off a little bit, but I think it has to answer your question, Chuck, coming back to that, is fiscal responsibility. I'm a conservative and transparency. It's hard to find out information about what's going on at the courthouse, either with the Board of Commissioners or the fiscal situation. And I think that there's a lot that can be done to empower the citizens, the voters, the taxpayers with just information about what's going on in the courthouse. I mean, it's always been speculated that they're printing money or they've got it buried downstairs in the basement. That's ironically where the treasurer's office is. And so, you know, even as a commissioner, it'd be nice to get down there and see what's really going on behind the scenes.
All right. We ask why you're running for commissioner to begin the program. And let's go back to that just a little bit, because you initially filed for a commissioner. Pulled that back and then filed for a commissioner again. And then did that twice.
Silly.
And then came back and filed for treasurer. And
right.
I'd like to know your thought process.
Sure. The initial one was that there were two seats open on the Board of County Commissioners, except for Chris Barnett resigned before the recall was certified. And so I went as an expression of how serious I was to serve the county in that interim position two that Chris vacated when the elected officials made their decision. You know, we're doing that whole thing. But then when I filed, I was previously led by the legal counsel that it was a 4-year term, like the charter states several times, that that's how long commissioners are elected. When I submitted my paperwork and money to the clerk, she told me it was a 2-year appointment based on ORS 204.010. And I looked it up and I was like, okay, well, I can see that maybe. And then I thought, well, maybe I need to run for position one, which is a 4-year term. So I subsequently withdrew. Then I went home and thought better, and I refiled for position two, and then recruited somebody, happened to come be a friend of mine, Chad Hansen, who's filed for position two, and I think will be a great candidate and a great commissioner. And so I've always been, if there's somebody better, that sounds great. Let them do the work and take the arrows, and I can just maybe sit on the sidelines and advise as much as possible.
All right. Second question is the county commissioners. Well, first of all, last year you served at very brief time for the county,
mm-hmm.
and I'm not sure the title that you had at that
budget officer.
Budget officer. You resigned from that. You were paid for that, and the county commissioner says that you quit your job too early, and I've asked for that money back. Now, that's real simply
sure.
Was coming through my mind. Do you want to comment on that? Is there a situation there?
Well, I did. I received some paperwork from the county, and I came to a weekly business session and provided clarity. I would do the balance of the time that they expect, the budget officer of this year, you know, absolutely, it wouldn't be free of charge because they have paid, but they didn't get. There was an element of 8 in the contract that said that misuse of funds is a justifiable reason for breach of contract. And I think at the end of the day, my math is that the proposed contract and position was $388,000. And so just in 1 year, By that not going through, I saved the county $363,000 in that one effort. It wasn't that I wanted to skirt the job. Boy, I begged and pleaded with everybody I could to not do what they were doing. And I think the citizens probably felt that they shouldn't have been doing that either. I really wish I could have stopped, you know, like the general fund allocation to the extension of the runway, you know, that $3 million that we probably are not going to get reimbursed by the FAA for. That's tragic. You know, I don't know that that's exactly the highest priority that the citizens would have said for those dollars. But, I wish it would have gone different. Absolutely.
All right. Let's continue then. You filed for treasurer, and you said because you think there are things, I'm not saying being hidden, but not everything has been discovered, and you're talking about transparency. What more transparency would you like to see from the treasurer's office?
Well, the lowest hanging fruit would be the quarterly reports that the treasurer provides to the board about the investment portfolio. None of those are online. It would be great if there were 5 years of quarterly reports back online. And I just don't think that people are thinking about what the taxpayers are actually entitled to see. And I think about it all the time. I don't understand why there isn't anything that we need that the taxpayers should be privy to available in two clicks on the county's website. That seems simple to do. And we should lead the nation in transparency about the tax money that we're spending. And I think the treasurer's a good opportunity, a good office to do that in.
All right. What's your goal in going into that position right now as treasurer? Is there a way to save the money, or is it all transparency? Are we finding money?
It's a pretty small office, so the element of like efficiency is probably there. But one thing I think that would be great to do is there's an investment pool of resources that we hold in reserve, and having a strategic committee of very well versed people in our community, Terrell Blaylock comes to mind, and those people in the investment community sitting on an ad hoc committee to advise the treasurer of where are the best opportunities. Right now, there's no disclosure about where all of that money is residing. I imagine most of it's in the local government investment pool. But is that the best place for it? And also the opportunity for those dollars to be invested in our community through local institutions like Evergreen Federal and First Community.
What kind of limitations are placed on those funds that you're talking about in terms of investing?
There's two layers. There's the board approves the investment policy at the county level, and then that advises the treasurer on how those monies can be invested. But then there's a host of state statutes, Oregon revised statutes, that of course you have to abide by. But I still think that there's leeway within those statutes to do a fair amount of good work in Josephine County.
All right. I understand right now that we're getting about a 3% return on our money invested right now. Can we do better than that? That's the best I can get out of my bank right now.
I should hope so. I would like to see that, you know. And if it has been fully explored, then it should be expressed on the website clearly about what the other options that we looked at and were not able to do based on state statute. There's nothing there right now to tell you that yes, you are getting the best bang for the buck, that it has been explored. Every dollar we make without having to tax you through an investment is money we don't have to go to your back pocket for. And I remember John Harrelson used to make quite a bit. He was four treasurer tax collectors ago. And that's really important to be leaning into that of, you know, basically free money that the taxpayer doesn't have to come up with.
In addition to the title of treasurer, is also tax collector.
It's appointed. Mm-hmm. The tax collector is appointed by the board.
All right. But the treasurer is the tax collector.
Mm-hmm.
So how would you go about that? Is that office operating smoothly? What would you like to see changed there?
I think there's some room for improvement, again, with transparency. So there's 47,200 tax bills that go out. And I think we used to send out some explanation about how when you write your tax your check to Josephine County, we keep a very small percentage. There's 14 taxing districts in Josephine County, and most of that money is sent out to the schools and to various different taxing entities in Josephine County. The library is one of those as well. We don't keep it, And we need to tell the taxpayers where their money is going and how it's being used. The other thing I'd like to see in our tax bill is like kind of a report card. So if there's 47,200 tax bills that go out, it's an opportunity to hear from the taxpayer. What are we doing well and what are we doing poorly? And so I have a one-page survey that I would like to include in the tax bill to say, you know, fill it out and send it back in or bring it in when you pay your taxes and let us know how we're doing. Is planning doing a good job or no? Code enforcement sounds like it's a place that we need to improve in. Are we making measurable steps? Last year, we got X number of ones that didn't like it, and now we've got fewer. So people are thinking that we're doing better at the animal shelter or what have you.
All right, Simon, let's see. I'm giving you some extra time for that commercial that played.
Well, that was 3 or 4 minutes, I'm sure. No.
I'll give you an extra 60 seconds.
I think that's basically what I wanted to
You have 1 minute to ask for their votes.
Yes, absolutely. I'm trusting the taxpayers of Josephine County and voters are going to make a good decision this May. It's May 19th to get your ballots in. My name is Simon Hare. I've appropriated over $1 billion when I was in office for 8 years. So I've managed huge fiscal situations and Josephine County's most fiscally challenged time. I think me just being in the courthouse with all of that experience and knowledge, the taxpayers are going to get the bang for the buck.
All right. 30 seconds if you want to use it.
Well, anything else that we need to clear up? I'm running, and I think I'm the only registered Republican in this race, which is kind of odd. I've never been in one of those races before.
Which nonpartisan? I haven't paid attention to that.
It is. I don't know what my counterparts are filed as, but that somebody just told me that the other day.
All right. Thank you very much. You've been listening to Simon Hare, ladies and gentlemen, a candidate for county treasurer. We'll have more for you right after this important message.
You didn't do that commercial on purpose.